we talked about Judge Kennemore. He had quite an outstanding home here in Tulsa, I believe.
Yes, it was a lovely house. It's on Twitaker Boulevard. It's just off of 21st Street on the east side of the street, and it's, I think, a stone and brick house. Wasn't extra large or extraordinary, but certainly a very nice house.
You mentioned Kennedy. Who was Mr. Kennedy? Is this the Kennedy Building at 4th and Boston?
Yes, Dr. Samuel Kennedy.
Okay, Dr. Samuel Kennedy. Was he the one at the Tulsa Country Club that you referred to?
Yes, he owned that. He married I think she was Creek, I forget. But anyway, she had head rights and land, and he would purchase land around her property. So he ended up owning a great deal of North Tulsa. The story is that at one point, he decided to develop it, and he had an engineer do a street layout and all of that for it. He went to the city and wanted it to be annexed into the city, but he wanted the city to pay for all the streets and things. The city turned him down, so he was furious, and in his will, any land that he had left to any of his heirs, they could not sell it for 20 years after his death. So that's the reason why North Tulsa became South Tulsa.
And then it seemed like there was a story about there were those who wanted to get into the club and they couldn't. They got mad and they all were driven then to Southern
Hills. They weren't mad at the club. They were mad because Kennedy was going to turn it into a public golf course. Now, that's the story I've always heard.
Okay.
And I got that from Bill Warren.
So then he has the Kennedy Building at 4th and Boston.
Yes.
And then that is connected by tunnel to the be known as the National Bank of Tulsa.
Right.
Which is at 4th and 3rd in Boston.
Right.
And so they're all connected here. Otis McClintock was the president of the bank at the time. And so we have all these luminaries here in Tulsa that are enjoying a good life.
And when First National built their new building in the 50s at 5th and Boston, on the northwest corner, the McClintocks sold their house and lived in the penthouse of the bank building, and I have that in one of my books, too.
You're grabbing the second book now that you've done.
Yes, and let me just look at the index and see if I can come up with some of the houses that might be of particular interest. The index starts with Tulsa's early years, 1901 to 1920. I've talked about the Kennedy compound, also the Carl Springer Mansion, which is located close by there, and it's a very large three-story house. Then I go into 1921 to 1945. The Wedding Present House is in there.
You want to go to any one of those and embellish on?
Well, the two Sophian Plazas. The Sophian Plaza was built in the 20s. It is west of Denver, about at 15th, a couple blocks west of Denver. It was built by a Dr. Sophian who lived in Kansas City, who was a very successful physician. And his brother was a contractor, and they built the Sophian Plaza in Kansas City, which is more elegant than our Sophian Plaza here. But then they eventually would build the one that was here. It was the place to live during that time period, and it has now been converted to condominiums. I think they're wonderful. I've been in several of them. If I were going to live in a condominium, I'd live in the Sophian.
How many floors do you recall?
Oh, there's four or five at least.